Next. 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 Hey there. Were you in line or are you just sort of standing around? Nah, it's fine. No need to apologize. I was about to pack up and head home anyway after this last batch. Next. Next. Yeah, this whole thing started because of something super dumb. I'm just minding my own business, dick riding, as you do. One of the guys wanted to hit, nodded early, then this dumbass walks up and was like, "Two pump chump!" And I was like, "It's cool, dude. I really don't give a fuck about that kind of thing." And then he was like, "That's cause you never had a real dick yet." I'm like, oh my god. Next. So I was like, "Sure, whatever, let's see how long you last then. Fucking weirdo." Then he nodded the second his tip touched. Kept coming all over himself till his dick shriveled up to the size of a neutrino particle. Ran out crying, it was hilarious. Next. But yeah, after seeing that, a bunch of other insecure meatheads with something to prove and nothing to show wanted to try their luck. So I promised drinks would be on me if anyone can last for 1 minute. And this train's been going for 5 hours. Next. Would you like to give it a try? No pressure. You seem cool. So I don't mind giving you a good release if you need one. Alright. You're next up then. Come on. I'm ready and waiting for you, hun. I should likely warn you since you just got here. I'm sure you can feel it already, can't you? It feels less like you're having to push your cock in and more like my bussy is just pulling you in on its own. And also, the insanely intense pleasure you're experiencing already. And all you're doing is slipping it in. Well, that's because my bussy isn't really what you'd call normal. I visit this part of the galaxy now and then, but I'm not from around here. Hell, I'm not even from this dimension. Where I'm from, our anatomy is a bit different. My bussy, for example, is a pocket dimension of pleasure that goes on and on and on forever, with an infinite amount of G-spots. You're probably noticing by now how you're still being pulled in deeper and deeper. Yeah, baby, you feel it, don't you? The whole shaft's in, but now it's taking your balls in too. I don't know, maybe my ass is feeling a bit more hungry than usual. How about I make it a little bigger for you? Yeah? I'm gonna make sure you get as much out of this. It's got an airtight grip, and it won't be letting you pull out until your cock unlocks. So get pounding. Clock's ticking. Oh, you're already twitching? I guess I should have mentioned the best part about those infinite G-spots. They aren't just for me. They make whatever touches them feel pleasure from each one all at once. As if they were also part of you. Ah, you held it in like such a good boy. Okay, let's keep going. Anyone who fucks me will find themselves coming way more than they thought was physically possible, and for longer. The sensation lasts anywhere between several minutes to even days after they pull out. I heard from past hookups that some were nutting seemingly at random due to how long the afterglow lasted. They were still so sensitive. They couldn't get enough of my ass, so that led to me getting flooded with callbacks. I mean, with how thick, soft, warm, and pillowy it feels, while my tight hole milks and milks and milks them senseless. Many of them get addicted to it. They can't bear not being deep inside it. So much so that a few of them get carried away and accidentally end up slipping all the way in. Yeah, talking full body. Oh dear. Your hips look like they're giving out. Lay down. I'll do all the work from here. But like, can you imagine? Stuck deep in a never-ending cavern of warmth and pleasure, hugging you all over. All those G-spots just enveloping you in all that intense sensation. You can't do anything but come uncontrollably, continuously, until I let you out. Some people go in on purpose. They even pay me. They'd be there for days, weeks, months. One even paid me to let them inside me for a whole year. And the thing is, I honestly really, really love it. It's like I'm cuddling someone. I'm the big spoon, just loving how it feels to have them so, so deep inside me. Deeper than they ever thought possible. Deeper than they'll ever be inside anyone else. How needy they are for it. How desperately they want to stay. How bummed out they are when they have to pull out. The way they beg to go back in. Which is funny. Do you know that when they're inside me, there's no bulge in my belly? No matter how big they are, nothing. Like I said, my bussy is infinite. I still feel them. Writhing in pleasure. Humping whatever G-spot is nearest to their crotch. Squirming as they come again. And again. And again. And again. And again. But they're in a plane of existence outside of me. I could be walking around in public or going about my day to day with all those lovely people inside my massive cake and no one knows. All of it drives me so fucking feral. It makes me so fucking hungry to pleasure all of them. Make as many of them as I can feel like they're in heaven. Your cock and balls are being squeezed so tight inside my pussy. Are you sure you can last? You've been doing so well so far. The way your face looks is kind of funny. You're really fighting it, aren't you? Even though you know how good it would feel if you just let it all out. Don't you want to let it all out for me? My snug little bussy is just squishing you up with so much love. And you're being so stingy. That's so unfair. Don't be mean. Just come. You know you wanna. Come for me. Pretty please. Pretty please, the double stacked up bunny cake. More cream. And strawberries on top. Hey, let's go. You did it, dude. Now you're free to unload inside to your heart's content. Well, I am a bun of my word. So, as promised, drinks are all on me.